laptops versus learning. Back in college, maybe you snuck a crossword puzzle under your notebook or passed notes back and forth with a friend or even took a little snooze during a tedious lecture. But with the increase of laptops in the classroom, it seems that students today can do anything but pay attention in class. They're checking email, they're gossiping on IM, they're ordering those cute new sandals online. And even when they are diligently taking notes on their computers, how much really gets absorbed? If you use a laptop, do you find that your note-taking is efficient? Does the internet distract you? We want to hear from you, 800-989-8255, or send us email to talk@npr.org. You can also weigh in on this at our blog, npr.org/blogofthenation. With us now to talk about the problem, distraction of the laptop in the classroom, is David Cole, professor of law at Georgetown Law Center, and author of the op-ed piece, Laptops Versus Learning. He's here with us in Studio 3A. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So you unilaterally banned laptops in your classroom this semester. Why?
I did, and I did so for really two reasons. One is I think that when students have laptops, they tend to go into stenographic mode, and they tend to try to take down every word. And someone once described a lecture as a process by which the notes of the professor are transferred to the notes of the student without passing through the brain of either. But that's not the way a law school class is supposed to run. It's supposed to be engagement and dialogue, Socratic method and the
you
like.
You use Socratic method in Georgetown?
Absolutely. And I think virtually everywhere else in legal education. And you want people to be engaged. And when people are simply taking down every word, they're not engaged. So I would frequently get the response to a question I posed to the students, could you repeat the question? Because they were busy typing out the question rather than listening to it, processing it, et cetera.
So do you think that's substantially different from handwriting notes? Do you think there is some synthesis that happens when you're using handwriting?
Yeah, I think you can't handwrite as fast as you can type. And so you can actually go into stenographic mode typing. You can't do it unless you have stenographer skills with the note-taking. And so you've got to listen for the important themes, write down the important themes, process, integrate, and that's the same skill that you use in conversation and in discussion. So that's one thing. And the other thing, of course, is this incredible and attractive nuisance that the laptop is because of its access to the web. We have universal access to the web in the law school, and that means in every class, it's the equivalent of giving every student at their desk, a TV, a library of magazines, and the ability to send notes to each other, you know, secretly, constantly. And whenever their mind wanders, they check out. And I'm told by students that they do it all the time. And in fact, I surveyed my students and found that indeed they do. 95% of them admitted that when they use laptops in their other classes, they do so for purposes other than taking notes. And 98% said they saw other people doing this. So there's 2% out there who may be legally
blind.
Who are
simply watching. So what was the response of your colleagues when you said you were going to ban them?
Well, my colleagues are a diverse bunch, and so some of them felt that I was being autocratic and paternalistic. Others felt that it was hypocritical that we did crosswords and the like and daydreamed when we were in school. But again, I think it's a huge difference to be able to hide a crossword and do that, and to be able to watch sports games online. It's just very, very different in terms of how tempting it is, and in terms of how visible it is to others. And my own experience is that participation in class has dropped remarkably over the last 4 or 5 years as the internet has become and laptops have become ubiquitous in the law school. And when I banned them, what I saw was that all of a sudden the students were engaged again.
Really?
The students were absolutely much, much more lively class discussions, many more hands raised, just a better classroom environment.
When you say paternalistic, you mean that if a student is doing things other than taking notes on their laptop and manages to not necessarily get the gist of the lecture, they need to pay the consequences of that you can't tell them what to do?
Yeah, they're adults, they're paying the tuition, et cetera. They should not be told what to do. But of course, we tell them what to do all the time. We require that they read. We require that they be prepared for class. We require that they be able to answer questions and the like. We require that they take exams. So it seems to me that's not a legitimate objection.
Let's take a call from Wesley in Tennessee. Wesley, welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm a student at Murray State University in Murray, Kentucky, and I'm a history major, and I use my laptop daily in my classes, And I find that it helps me because history classes by nature are usually long lectures rather than discussion type setting. And, you know, I can take large amounts of notes. I can take tedious notes and write down the little individual things that I wasn't able to do when I was writing shorthand with pen and paper. And I was wondering if you can say that it's a unilateral distraction, or if can you not say that usage of laptops in classrooms isn't often a help to the students?
Yeah, I think it probably does depend on the kind of class. I mean, if you're in a class where you're just sitting there and not participating and just soaking in what the professor says, I'm not sure that it makes that big of a difference whether you're taking notes by hand or whether you're using a laptop to the way the class runs, and so it should be your choice. But if you're in a classroom that's a seminar where there's discussion, or in a law school classroom, or many other kinds of settings where there's supposed to be give and take, I think it really cuts down on the give and take.
And Wesley, honestly, do you ever use your laptop for something other than note-taking in class?
Well, sure I do, but at the same time, I've also used, like, the wireless internet access that I have available to me. I've used that at times during the class to find things for my teachers and actually quick reference things for them, like, for instance, in my Spanish classes that are classes that, you know, they require interaction with the teacher and the students. And I've been able to actually help out my teachers by quick hitting, finding out some sort of reference that they might need themselves.
Yeah, well, that also, I think, I've heard people make that claim, but I think that the vast majority of internet usage in classrooms is not for the purpose of advancing the ball in terms of what's going on in the class, but for the purpose of checking your email, checking out. And one of the most common comments I've gotten from students is that they observe other students doing that when other students talk. So they listen when the professor's talking, but as soon as a student raises his hand and starts to talk, they check out and start doing their email or doing some other kind of web surfing. And that, I think, is disrespectful to the other students and, again, undermines the ability of the professor to run a classroom in which there's a discussion, in which people are engaged in the discussion.
Let's take a call from Will in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Will, welcome to Talk the Nation.
Yeah, hi, thank you.
Sure.
I totally agree for me, I'm going to law school at night, and I had to stop bringing my laptop to class because it was too distracting. I just couldn't be trusted. And my notes when I go back were just too poor. I would miss too much of the class. So I've just for the last month, I just stopped bringing my laptop, and I found my attention has been a lot better on the class. My notes end up being a lot better.
You know, so you did it yourself, and I applaud you for that. And I think one of the reasons I feel so strongly about this is that I would be in the same position. That is, if I were a student in class today, I'd be checking my email. I find that I'm addicted to the email. I'm checking it all day during
work.
Well,
you said in your op-ed piece you checked it, what, 9 times while you were trying to write the piece itself?
Right. In the middle of a sentence, I'll go and check, I have an incoming email. And then you're off responding to that email. It's crazy. You know, I think technology is taking over our lives, and we have to sort of try to reassert some control back.
So, Will, are you in the minority in your class?
Yeah, probably. I'd say it's probably about 75% of people taking their notes on laptops. And I don't know. I mean, I look around because I actually sit in the very back of the class, so I can look around and you know, see who's playing online poker and who's taking notes. And, you know, I'd say probably more than 50% of the people, it looks like they're taking notes and they're not messing around. But for me, I can't even have the laptop physically with me because I can't be trusted with it. So I just have to leave it, you know, at home or locked in the car.
Thanks, Will, for your call. Self-knowledge is a wonderful thing. What has your reaction been from your students?
Well, my students, I initially got a lot of objection. I mean, these are students who come in and are told you have to have a laptop, and virtually everybody is taking notes on laptop. And so they, even if they weren't doing it in college, they start doing it in law school, and then they come into my class and I say, you know, they're out. And so initially there were a lot of objections, but I took a poll after an anonymous survey after We had had 6 weeks of class, so halfway through the semester, and found that 80% of the students reported that they pay more attention when they don't have their laptop and are more engaged in class. 70% said they prefer the no laptop policy to a, you know, free policy where anyone can do whatever they want. And as I said before, 95% said that when they have their laptop, they do things other than check notes or take notes. So I think the results, you know, I mean, I obviously think it's going better, but I'm biased. But here the students, by and large, think that it's a better experience.
And what about other professors? You think you'll start a little groundswell there?
Well, I think already it has to some extent. I just got an email this morning from Indiana Law School where my op-ed was passed around, and they're now considering adopting a school-wide policy. I'm hoping that at Georgetown we at least have the capacity to at least cut off access to the web at professors' discretion in class. And I've had many professors who said, I'm going to try it and I'm going to use your op-ed to explain to the students why it makes sense. I hope we can. And then I hope that there can be studies done that will actually try to test how this actually works out in terms of abilities to take tests and process information over the long term.
Let's take a call. This is Joanne in Philadelphia. Joanne, welcome to Talk the Nation.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I teach part-time at the graduate level to healthcare providers, and I, too, am going to have a no-computer rule this semester. There were only a few students who were bringing them in, but not only were they, I think, distracted themselves, but actually students were approaching me saying that they were a distraction to them.
Joanne, thanks for your call. You've started a movement here, David Cole.
Well, it's a small movement, and I think other people have certainly done it. I'm not by no means the first one to do it, but I do think it's, you know, I think we've sort of assumed that increasing technology is a good thing without really questioning it. And I think we do have to question. In some places, yes, it may be, but in many places, it may simply be an attractive nuisance.
David Cole is professor of law at Georgetown Law Center, author of the op-ed Laptops Versus Learning. He joined us today in Studio 3A. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.